Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is what happened in Denver changed whatever plans you had for using Broderick Jones?
It did in game. I had intentions of utilizing both guys. I acknowledge that Troy was healthy. I acknowledge that Troy was capable. That's why we started him, but I rolled him because I had concerns about his level of conditioning. He's a young guy. He's new to me. He's new to the NFL. I didn't know how fatigue would affect his play in terms of detail. And so we tried to ward off some of that, and so I had every intention of using Broderick. But when Broderick started getting highly penalized in play, I backed off of it, and I held my breath, and I played Troy.
Broderick Jones is a gigantic story here. We're going to get to the quarterbacks. We can toggle a little bit here. I know we have a couple of the lines lit up here on quarterbacks. Whether you're with Ben that Justin Fields should be the guy here, or whether you think Russell Wilson should get his chance when he's healthy, whenever that is, as this injury continues to linger, this injury from the ridiculous conditioning drill where the quarterbacks were going into... We're going into blocking sleds, for God's sakes. What are we doing here? Broderick Jones, we all know what happened on Sunday. We know that he hasn't been a guy who has impressed them the way Fatanu did. Fatanu is like Marquise Pouncey, and Tomlin reiterated that. From the first time they laid eyes on this guy in team development camp, they were like, wow. You know, I remember Dulac reporting during camp, he's going to start at right tackle even though he's hurt. He was hurt at the time, and the thought was for the opener, no matter what, Fatanu's in there. Tomlin reiterated how much he loves Fatanu and how that started when he first laid eyes on him. He said he's been lighting it up. That's what he said today. I don't get the feeling he's ever thought that about Broderick Jones. Broderick Jones did not start last season. We remember that. He obviously didn't light it up in team development camp and training camp. Finally got his chance, had some good moments, mixed results. And then this year was in no way considered to be the set-in-stone starter, even though he was drafted 14th overall and they traded up to get him last year, and he played as a rookie. he was still always going to have to fight for his job, and there seemed to be only one job available, and that was left tackle, and they seemed to like Dan Moore. We've seen Jones jerked around between right and left tackle, and now we've seen him put as part of a rotation going into a game, and now we've seen him benched. Clearly, this is a gigantic story for the Steelers right now. Tomlin said he's going to get his chance again. I don't know when that'll be. He's not going in for Fatanu now. Tomlin said he was worried about Fatanu's conditioning last week, to which I would have said, look, he was playing great early in the game. If he needs a breather late, then get him one late. Keep going with what you got, rather than sticking Broderick Jones in there at the 1 yard line for his first series. It made no sense. Lots of opinions on Broderick Jones. Chris Hoke on Sunday, I believe this was, said about Jones, and I quote, he showed up to training camp and looked uninterested in being there. Uninterested in being there. And by the way, Fatanu is now first at right tackle on the depth chart they release every week, and Dan Moore is first at left tackle, correct?
That's correct.
So Jones is a reserve swing tackle. So again, Chris Hoke, he showed up at training camp and looked uninterested in being there. I asked Hokie about that quote today because it's getting a lot of play. Some people think it's unfair. He said, that was my observation. It doesn't mean it's true, said Hokie, but that was his observation and his opinion. I'll give you this much. I'll give him this much. He obviously played, and he was also there observing it for himself. So take that for what it's worth from Hokie. And then the morning show guys brought up that quote today, and here's how this conversation went about Hokie saying of Broderick Jones, he showed up to training camp and looked uninterested in being there.
I did hear the quote different from after the game yesterday when I played it. Like I wanted to get the full context. I wanted to see Broderick's demeanor. And Broderick, by all accounts, a very nice man, wants to come to work, yada, yada, yada. I think he was saying, if I'm not good enough to start, don't play me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like he was basically saying, like, I'm not good right now if you're not going to play me, so don't just throw me a bone.
Right.
Because maybe I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I also think it's really Bush League, and I think Chris Hoke's good at what he does. I think it's incredibly Bush League that he called out Broderick Jones' work ethic during training camp. Why do we always go straight to work ethic when a guy's not playing well, when maybe he's also just hurt? I'm not going to be able to refute what Chris Hoke is saying, but that's the first place we jump. I didn't see a guy who wasn't trying on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy who didn't play well. And I think those are two different things.
And I've never really heard of that from Broderick.
Me neither. You heard it about Kevin Dotson a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got some of that with Chuks Okorafor. I don't think that that's been an issue with Broderick Jones. It wasn't an issue coming out of the draft. It's nothing I've heard whispers of. I think that that's unfair. Unless you're seeing it on tape, in-game, in-stadium, regular season, then I don't think that's a fair place to go.
All right. There's a lot there. Again, I have to say that Chris Hoke showed up and made his own observations. And that as a former Steeler, he's not afraid to be very, very critical. And this was very critical. So I respect the opinion. I respect the opinion from Chris Hoke. And clearly, something is amiss with Broderick Jones. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it just his play? Is he injured? Before he was injured, coming into camp, there just seemed to be something off. Why isn't this guy set in stone here? Well, why not just roll with him at left tackle? Why is somebody telling reporters that Fatanu is going to start week one no matter what? He's been unbelievable. Jones hasn't been. So I hear Adam's opinion and Doran's too. I hear all of it. But it does open my eyes when a guy like Hokie was at camp and in his opinion, observed that. Did Cabali not say something similar to that at one point? I'm looking at this right now. Here it is. This was from yesterday, I believe. And this was on our air yesterday. Cabali saying, I know Chris Oak said last night Jones didn't seem interested in training camp. Cabali says, I heard that maybe he wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week. He just didn't look like he was that engaged. So I'm sorry. Now, you know, we have multiple people saying this. I'm not going to co-sign it. I'm not there. I'm not making my own observations. And I think for these types of things, you kind of do have to be around. But I'm not co-signing it either, if you know what I mean. I'm certainly interested that there's more than one person, one of whom won Super Bowls as a lineman, a defensive lineman, is telling us that. Cabali says maybe that's part of why he's sitting down, more than his injuries. Maybe they're trying to send him a message. I can't help but wonder that too. It's a huge story, I'll tell you that. When you draft a guy, you move up and take him as the 14th player in the draft. And the very next year, you take another left tackle and that guy has moved ahead of the first guy. And all you can do is compliment him and start him for good reason. He was really good the other day, Fatanu. And the best you can say about this guy right now is that he's a swing tackle and a talented guy. This is what Tomlin said about Jones as far as still toggling between right and left right now.
Like, just one more question about Broderick. Do you plan to continue to cross-train him at both right and left tackle? What advantages do you see to that approach?
We've been doing that. That was going to be his role regardless of who starts and who doesn't. He is the most positioned guy of the three to swing, and so he's been the swing.
After the preseason game, he said he didn't have like the right 110% attitude. He said the same thing in Denver. I'm like, when you hear something like that, is that concerning, or is that just a maturity thing?
I didn't hear that. I don't know under what circumstances he said that. Oftentimes, guys are just trying to answer questions appropriately and move on with their day. So I don't put a whole lot of stake in some of those emotional things that are said by guys after game in an effort to be professional and answer the questions of media types.
I'm just not sure I get this whole thing. That was going to be his role regardless of who starts. What? He was going to move from left to right tackle? Or I understand he would be... I guess he's saying even if he started at left tackle, if Fatanu went down on the right side, he was going to have to move to the right side and Dan Moore would have come in. Things like that. I guess I get that in the end. It just feels to me, even though we just got done saying what we're saying about people questioning his work ethic is what Hokie and Cabali did. If you're not interested, then your work ethic's in question. I also think, or I think, period, that the team has jerked him around here. Something about Fatanu coming into this camp is very different than Jones coming into last year's camp. Could it just be inexperience on Jones's part that he played less in college? There's something very different here with these two situations. You would think a guy that they went to that trouble to go get, a guy who's this talented in Broderick Jones, after starting for most of the year last year, would have a position this season. And you think it would be his natural position, left tackle. Live and die with the guy. That's why we took him 14th. But that's not the case. Something is amiss. 412-928-9370. What do you make of all that, City Limits?
The main thing that comes to my mind, Joe, is that they've completely mismanaged this situation. And I feel like a lot of it is, how honest were they with Broderick Jones? Because coming into it, we all were under the belief and under the assumption that, you know, Dan Moore is still here. And Dan Moore has been the starting left tackle for the past 3 years. But that Broderick Jones was going to be at left, Troy Faltano was going to be at right, and it was more so just a matter of time. And I wonder if that's something that Broderick Jones really thought about, and he has this notion worked up in his mind that this is something that maybe they promised him, and now they're taking away from him. And maybe that messes with the psyche of his mind that is just natural as being a human being, that maybe they misled me a little bit. And yeah, maybe this injury is also bothering me if I'm Broderick Jones, and it's hampering me from being my best. And it seems like everything is snowballing on him, and it just is not even, you can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel if you're Broderick Jones right now to getting a starting spot.
I mean, it's wonderful that he's a backup swing tackle. It's not so wonderful that they spent the 14th pick of the draft on him last year and traded up to get him.
Like, the backups, that just doesn't even make sense why he would be your backup swing tackle.
I would have been tempted to give the guy a position starting in the spring and obviously have it be left tackle. Just sign Dan Moore to a lucrative contract then, you know? Make him the highest paid player in franchise history if he's this good. This is a situation that's been mangled, and I don't know how much Jones himself has to do with it. It's a mystery right now, or maybe it's not. Maybe you think it's all about this injury. He's just not playing well. I don't know. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you think the Chris Hoke criticism is fair? Can also talk about that. Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We got all of that, plus some phone calls on the quarterback situation and maybe the Jones situation. Let's go to a call. Limits.
Go to Adrian in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Adrian.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe.
What's up?
No, I just was calling about this quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Last week I called in. You said I made you angry. There is no controversy, my man. It's Russell Wilson. He keeps telling you this. The only time it becomes a controversy if Justin Fields has an unbelievable game. Then they're going to probably roll with the hot hand. Fields is going to have to wow everybody to get this job. Otherwise, when Russell's healthy, he will be in there. They're not going to waste this opportunity with this great defense to go after the Super Bowl this year. Russell Wilson gives us the best chance to win. It's that simple.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger disagrees with you.
I love Ben.
So does more than half the fan base.
That's because half of Steeler Nation don't know.
And so might Mike Tomlin, incidentally. So might Mike Tomlin, incidentally. You don't know that.
No,
Mike Tomlin is enamored with Justin Fields and said today, the depth chart is the same as it was until Russell gets healthy, and then basically I'll reconsider. You just said yourself that
who's in the pole position?
There is no pole position. The race has started. There's no more pole position. You just said yourself. You said yourself. If Fields plays great this Sunday, he's the starter. So how
but he's
is
not going to.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks for that info. Thank you, Adrian. Fields is not going to play great this Sunday. Therefore, no quarterback controversy. I'm glad to know that.
He's predicting the future.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. All right, Broderick Jones. What exactly is going to be his role here? Tomlin said he's going to give him a chance to redeem himself. At this point, if you put this Broderick Jones into a game for Futanu, especially the kind of games you like to play, which are, you know, we're going to try to beat people 11-4, then you're compromising your ability to win. Tomlin almost blew the game in Denver by putting Jones into the game in that situation. If they wind up losing, then you look back and say, we probably had a 99-yard touchdown drive. We certainly had points out of that drive. We had a 51-yard play called back. He ain't going in to spell Futanu. That's for sure. So is he going to go in to spell Dan Moore? What? You're going to be up, I don't know, or down. Let's say you're down 13-10 to the Chargers. In the third quarter, what are you going to do? Put Jones in the game at left tackle? What are you talking about? It's nice to say, hey, it's my job as a leader to give a guy another chance. It doesn't sound to me like he's getting another chance unless somebody gets hurt. And I don't think he should at this point. I don't think he should. I think they've screwed around with Broderick Jones enough, maybe combined with Jones himself and whatever flaws he might have, he's in a position now where he's not going to help your team in a game. For whatever reason, however we got here, to go to him in a game right now, especially the kinds of games that you play, where one play could decide it, bad move. I don't think he's going to play one snap unless it's as, you know, an extra big tackle or something in this game. Do you?
No, I remember that preseason game against Buffalo where it was Greg Rousseau who just dominated him, just made him look like burnt toast out there. It was a really bad day for Broderick. And Greg Rousseau had 3 sacks last week, first week of the year. And you were like, all right, well, maybe he just got beat by a bad tackle. He just did not look very interested, as some people have said, in playing that game. In that one series, this is your tryout to be able to try to stay on the field as much as possible and beat out the other first-round pick in the last 2 years.
Wait, you're saying he didn't look interested?
Not really.
See,
and I know that that could be taken as like a really bad thing to say.
I don't believe it.
I don't mean it in like a very derogatory way. It didn't seem like he
no,
was.
No, it's definitely derogatory.
It was kind of lazy with the holding calls. At least the second one was just holding whatever because Field escaped the pocket.
I'm not buying that. I might buy what Hokie said about camp. But Hokie did not say he looked disinterested during the game. I mean, you go into a game like that.
That preseason game.
I'm not going to accuse him of not trying. Oh, the preseason game you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe it there either. I mean, you're fighting for your professional life. If he wasn't interested in that game, then there's a real problem. And maybe there is. Maybe there is. I don't know, man. But think about what you're saying. He didn't have a spot nailed down. You might be right. But if that's true, then the problem is way bigger than we were thinking.
I hope it's not true. Especially because just, I don't know, with the penalties and everything, that's just something that it cannot happen. And it doesn't seem like there's really much of a chance for him to even play left tackle at this point. We all went crazy in practice at the start of the week when Dan Moore was hurt and he was at left tackle and everybody was setting the world on fire, so excited to see how this might go. And I wonder if he thought the same thing, and then there he goes back to right. They're like, is that a demoralizing thing as a player? I wonder.
Yeah, and I don't think it's as easy as everybody says.
No.
And I've heard from enough ex-players, they'll tell you some guys can do it very adroitly, and for others, it's like learning a new language.
Dan Moore couldn't do it.
I mean, obviously, you're pushing off and starting with different feet and arms, right? Different side of your body. You're playing on a different side of the field. Our very own Josh Roundtree tweeting. Is he still our very own? He still does shows, doesn't
he? Yeah, occasionally.
Wonderful man, isn't he?
He is. I like Josh a lot.
If Kenny Pickett was starting at quarterback, would he have led the Steelers to more points than Justin Fields currently has? I think so, says Roundtree. How about them apples? Do you agree?
No, I do not agree. Even though they've scored.
I mean, he couldn't have led them to much less.
That's also true.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 80 today with cloudy skies. Is Mike Tomlin doing a good coaching job so far this season? I have to indisputably say yes. I think it's indisputable. He's working with a backup quarterback, and he's 2-0 on the road.
I also say yes.
I think he's doing everything right? Of course not. I thought the rotating the other day was ridiculous and almost cost him the game. But overall, you know, in a vacuum type of situation, it's very hard to judge Tomlin's coaching jobs without judging it in the context of these last 8 years. And I think it's actually fair to judge it that way in some respects, to extrapolate and wonder what's going to happen later on if they still don't have an offense and this defense starts to get worn down and all that. But strictly judging these first two games, playing with a backup quarterback on the road and winning two to open the season, Tomlin's doing a good job so far this season. I think that's almost self-evident, don't you?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you can question how good the teams were that he beat, but when the situation that they've been put in, especially week one with Fields a little bit late into the lineup as the starter, the defense has been very, very good. And that's Tomlin's side of the ball. And he takes credit for that side. And we all know how hard he works on that side of the ball. So, yeah, I think he really has.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered, City Limits. And I'll see you in the morning. We're going to have a lot to talk about. Hokies in Thursday, correct?
That's correct.
So that's not tomorrow. Boy, is that going to be interesting this week. We will see. We'll let our participation be our guide, and we'll talk tomorrow. See you, buddy.
See you then.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.